وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. بارك الله فيك حضرت مولانا سليم صاحب. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate you in status, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take you from strength to strength. Ameen. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Fa'in amanu bimithli ma amantum bih faqad ihtadaw. وإن تولوا فإنما هم في شقاق فسيكفيكهم الله وهو السميع العليم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. Beware, we bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we bear witness to Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al Ansar International, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in a noble Quran, فَإِنْ آمَنُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ فَقَدْ اهْتَدَوْا وَإِنْ تَوَلَّوْا فَإِنَّمَا هُمْ فِي شِقَاقٍ فَسَيَكْفِيكَهُمُ اللَّهُ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. If they believe in what you believe, then they are rightly guided. If they turn away, then they are merely being contentious. Soon Allah shall suffice for you against them. He is all hearing, all knowing. So the enemies of Islam are merely being defiant by not accepting Islam. Addressing the Muslims and consoling the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if they, that is the kuffar and infidels, believe in what you believe, then they are rightly guided. But if they turn away, then they are merely being contentious. They are merely seeking an excuse to oppose Islam because they are bent on doing so. However, soon Allah shall suffice for you against them. He is all hearing, all knowing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Muslims that they have nothing to fear from the infidels and the kuffar because Allah will assist them. Allah will humiliate the infidels and kuffar in this world and subject them to punishment in the hereafter. Sibghat Allahi wa man ahsanu min Allahi sibgha wa nahnu lahu abidun. Allah has colored us. Who can color better than Allah? And we are His worshippers. Asbabun Nuzul, the reason for revelation, it has been reported from Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala an, that the Christians used to baptize their children on the seventh day after birth using some colored water. They considered this as a form of purification for the children and also regarded it as a substitute for circumcision. Only after this rite did they regard the child as a proper Christian. Allah refers to this practice in the above verse and makes it clear that only the coloring of belief and iman and good deeds given by Allah is what should be desired. No other coloring and baptism can be better than Allah's coloring of a person with belief and iman. Therefore, the believers are exhorted to proclaim, Allah has colored us. Who can color better than Allah? And we are His worshippers. This announcement is a proclamation of steadfastness as Muslims. They will never forsake this divine coloring because none other can color a person as Allah can. The baptism practice nowadays is done with clear water with the same intention of purification. Although physical purity may be attained by it, spiritual cleanliness is not. قُلْ أَتُحَاجُّونَنَا فِي اللَّهِ وَهُوَ رَبُّنَا وَرَبُّكُمْ ولنا أعمالنا ولكم أعمالكم ونحن له مخلصون. Say, do you dispute with us about Allah when He is our Lord and your Lord, and when our deeds are to our benefit and your deeds for yours, and we are sincerely His? Allah is our Lord and yours. The Jews and Christians disputed with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, saying that only their deen and their religions were acceptable to Allah. In this way, they deemed that heaven and Jannah was reserved for them. In the above verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructs the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to tell them that their notions are incorrect, because Allah is the Lord to all of them alike. Each person should try to please Allah by following the deen and religion Allah sent at a particular time. It is therefore imperative for every person after the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to follow him. It is an exercise in futility to argue the matter, because ultimately every person has to answer for his own deeds. Good deeds performed with belief in Iman will be rewarded, while sins and infidelity, kufr, will attract the worst punishment. أَمْ تَقُولُونَ إِنَّ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْمَعِيلَ وَإِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ وَالْأَسْبَاطَ كَانُوا هُودًا أَوْ نَصَارًا قُلْ أَأَنْتُمْ أَعْلَمُ أَمِ اللَّهِ وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ كَتَمَ شَهَادَةً عِنْدَهُ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ. Or do you say that Ibrahim, Ismail, Ishaq, Yaqub, and the successors were Jews or Christians? Say, have you more knowledge than Allah? Who can be more unjust than the one who conceals the evidence from Allah, which he has with himself? Allah is not unaware of what you do. A denial of the belief of the Jews and the Christians that Sayyidina Ibrahim, Ismail, Ishaq alayhi salam, and others were Jews or Christians. While the Jews claimed that Sayyidina Ibrahim, Ismail, and Ishaq, Yaqub alayhi salam, and the prophets, Anbiya alayhi salam, after them were Jews, the Christians maintained that these illustrious souls were Christians. Allah refutes their notion, because all these prophets, Anbiya alayhi salam, were adherents to Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam's creed. The Torah and Judaism, as well as Christianity and the Injil, came only centuries after these prophets, Anbiya alayhi salam. Therefore, it is far-fetched to say that they were adherents to any of these religions. Allah says, have you more knowledge than Allah? Allah has knowledge of everything, and would know best that these prophets, alayhi salam, were neither Jews nor Christians. Who can be more unjust than the one who conceals the evidence from Allah, which he has with himself? The Jews and Christians were well aware of the fact that all the above prophets, Anbiya alayhi salam, adhered to the creed of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. However, they concealed this from the masses. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Ali Imran, O people of the book, why do you argue with regard to Ibrahim alayhi salam, when the Torah and Injil were only revealed after him? Do you not understand? Lo, you are the ones who argued concerning those things that you had knowledge about. So why do you now argue regarding that about which you have no knowledge? Allah knows and you know not. Ibrahim alayhi salam was neither a Jew nor a Christian. Ma kana Ibrahimu Yahudiyyan wala Nasraniya. But he was one abiding to the truth and subservient, never from the idolaters. So just as the Jews and Christians concealed the knowledge of the various prophets alayhi salam, being adherents of the creed of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, they also concealed the description of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which was found in their scriptures. Tilka ummatun qad khalat laha ma kasabat wa lakum ma kasabtum wa la tusaluna amma kanu ya'malun. That was a group who have passed. To their benefit will be the deeds they earned, and to your benefit will be the deeds that you earn. You will not be questioned about what they did. A word of caution to those who are beguiled by the lineage. This verse has been repeated. The Jews are again warned that their lineage to the prophets, alayhimu salam, will not help them if their deeds warrant Allah's punishment. Each person will be responsible for his or her own deeds and will not be questioned about the deeds of others. Certain commentators have mentioned that when the verse was mentioned the first time, it addressed the Jews. Allah now repeats it to address the Ummah, the followers of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They should also beware of falling into the same misconception. Now we continue into the second para, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, سَيَقُولُ السُّفَهَاءُ مِنَ النَّاسِ مَا وَلَّاهُمْ عَنْ قِبْلَتِهِمُ الَّتِي كَانُوا عَلَيْهَا قُلْ لِلَّهِ الْمَشْرِقُ وَالْمَغْرِبُ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. Soon the ignorant people will say, what has caused them to turn away from the direction of worship which they were facing? Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to Allah belongs the east and the west. He guides whomsoever he wills to the straight path. Answers to the objections raised by the ignorant about the change of Qibla. A hadith is reported in the exegesis, the tafsir, Durr al-Manthur, on the authority of Tirmidhi and Nasai from Sayyidina Barra radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that upon arriving in Medina Munawwara, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed salah facing Baitul Muqaddas for approximately 16 to 17 months. However, within his heart was the yearning to face towards the Kaaba. While performing salah, he would turn his face towards the sky in anticipation of the order to face towards the Kaaba, the Baitullah. As a result of this, Allah revealed the verse, قَدْ نَرَى تَقَلُّبَ وَجْهِكَ فِي السَّمَاءِ فَلَنُوَلِّيَنَّكَ قِبْلَةً تَرْضَاهَا. Verily we see you, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, frequently lifting your gaze towards the heavens. This revelation brought the command to face towards the Kaaba in salah. The ignorant ones, the Jews, now began to ask what had turned the Muslims away from the direction of Baitul Muqaddas towards the Kaaba. Allah Ta'ala gave the following reply, and to Allah belongs the east and the west. He guides whomsoever he wills onto the straight path. In the tafsir of the Quran, Durr al-Manthur, a narration of Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala reports that the first command to be abrogated was that of Qibla. When the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam arrived in Medina Munawwara, he faced towards Baitul Muqaddas in Salah, which was the Qibla of the Jews. This continued for 7 months so that the Jews should accept Islam. Thereafter, Allah revealed the following verse, and to Allah belongs the east and the west. He guides whomsoever he wills onto the straight path, as well as the verse, verily we see you, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, frequently raising your gaze towards the heavens. When the Qibla was changed to the Kaaba, the Jews began to object and ask what had caused the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions to change their direction of worship. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructed the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to tell them, to Allah belongs the east and the west. So he reserved the privilege to instruct his worshippers to face whichever direction he pleases. No one has any authority to object to his divine decree. A believer is subservient to Allah's laws and adheres to them. When he is instructed to face towards Baitul Muqaddas, then it is towards Baitul Muqaddas that he shall face. When he is instructed to face towards the Kaaba, then it should be the Kaaba towards which he should face. Objecting to the change of Qibla is not an objection to the Muslims, but in fact an objection to Allah. The purpose of worship is subservience to Allah and not merely facing a particular direction. Those who had raised the objection have been termed ignorant because they do not seem to realize towards whom their objection is directed. In their blindness, they cannot comprehend the seriousness of the objection. Being upon the Siratul Mustaqim, the straight path, requires adherence to Allah's commandments, all of which are filled with wisdom. There was divine wisdom in facing towards Baitul Muqaddas, just as there exists wisdom in facing towards the Kaaba. Allah had selected his servants for guidance, and these are the ones who follow his orders and they enact them without question. The enemies of Islam are far away from the Sirat al-Mustaqim, the straight path, and will always disapprove of Allah's injunctions and wisdom. Their ignorance is self-evident. The author of Ruhul Ma'ani states, the aforementioned distinction of divine guidance is solely reserved by Allah for those whom He chooses from amongst His bondsmen. All praise and thanks are due to Him for selecting. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making amal, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us punctual on our salah, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let our focus in our ibadat be towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ameen. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.